I don't have much written down this morning, but I've got something on my heart I want to share with you. Amen. Daniel chapter number 3. Let's stand in reverence to the Word of God. If you know the story in Daniel chapter 3, it's a very familiar story. We started learning it, no doubt, in Sunday school about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and about the furnace, the burning, fiery furnace. And how that King Nebuchadnezzar, he made an image of gold, and he commanded everybody to bow when they heard the music, to bow to that image of gold. And if you didn't bow, you was in trouble. You was going to get thrown in a furnace. Amen. Let's go back here to verse number 16. I think I'll start reading right there. It said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they answered and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. What that means is they weren't anxious about it. And this will tie in with the message a little bit later. They wasn't shook up. Amen. They were not careful to answer thee in this matter. Said, if it be so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. Now, they said God was able. They didn't, if you read this, they didn't know for sure that God would deliver them from the burning fiery furnace. They just knew God was able to deliver them from the, you know, if I found out I've got some kind of disease, I might not know for sure God's going to deliver me from it, but I know God's able. He made us and he can fix us if he wants to. But they said, we know our God's able, but it said this, it said, and he will deliver us out of thy hand. There's one thing we know. We don't know if we're going to be delivered from the furnace or not, but we're going to be delivered from you, Mr. King. Amen. You're not going to have your way in our lives. The Bible said, but if not, those are three important words. But if not, if God don't deliver us, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Nebuchadnezzar is full of fury, and the form of his visage changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it was wanton to be heated. And he commanded the most mighty men that were in his army to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and to cast them into the burning fiery furnace. Then these men were bound in their coats and their hosen, their hats, their other garments, and were cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, and the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I'd say the furnace is pretty hot, wouldn't you? And it slew the men that threw them in the furnace. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they fell down bound into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, or we would say astonished. He was just beside himself, and he rose up in haste, and he spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true, O king. And he answered and said, and something I never thought about before reading this last night, evidently the furnace has died down a little bit, or it would have killed the king too, just like it did the men that threw him in there. And the Bible said, he answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and the form of the fourth is likened to the Son of God. Now, if you've got a Bible that has a little S right there for Son, and has a little G for God, and an S on the end of it, you've got the wrong Bible. There ain't but one that can deliver from the fire. And his name is Jesus. The Word of God said here, the form of the fourth is likened to the... I just want to touch on something right quick in case I forget it after a while. The only thing that burned in that furnace is what had them bound. You want to talk about the furnace of affliction? And the psalmist said, it was good for me that I was afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The only thing that burned in that furnace, because you say, how do you know that burned? Because he said, I see four men loosed and walking around. They were bound when they were thrown in there. That's the only thing that burned. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High God, come forth, come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they came forth out of the midst of the fire. And the princes, governors, captains, the king's counselors, being gathered together, they saw these men. Now here's my text this morning. They saw these men upon whose bodies the fire had no power. I'm going to preach this morning on the fire had no power. Watch this. Nor was a hair of their head singed, neither were their coats changed, nor the smell of fire had passed on them. Then Nebuchadnezzar spake and said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He changed his mind about his idol, didn't he? Amen. Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who has sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted him in him and have changed the king's word. And Brother Chris, you brought out something last time, I think, well, when we had the four of us preach that one night about that big K and that little K. That's little K. You don't change the big K's king's word. I just caught that. Amen. That's little K. And yielded their bodies. If you wasn't here that night, ask Brother Chris after a while. He'll explain it to you. Amen. That they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Therefore I make a decree that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their houses shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort. Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. You can be seated. Pray with us and pray for us, would you? Father, I want to thank you this morning or this afternoon. It's hard to say this afternoon, Lord, because, Lord, we're used to meeting in the morning. But, Lord, I want to thank you this precious day that you've given us. God, for the Word of God. Thank you for the saints of God. Thank you for the good singing. God, I thank you for the Holy Ghost of God. And I pray, God, that you'd have your way in this meeting. Lord, I realize if you had perfect liberty, Lord, someone would say yes to the Lamb of God. Lord, I realize that some saint of God would get help. And I realize, our Father, that you want us to worship you. You're the only one that's worthy. I pray now, Lord, you'd clothe us in our calling. Help us today, our Father. Lord, to be a blessing to these precious people that have met in the middle of the day. Thank you for the sunshine. Thank you for the snow. Thank you, Lord, for the cold weather. Thank you for the warm weather. Just thank you, God, for everything. Thank you for a good warm building, Lord, where we can come and meet in. Thank you, God, for the vision that you gave Brother Jack years ago, Lord, to build the church. God, I pray, Lord, that you just help us now as we look into the Word of God. God will give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. This message was birthed in my heart, I believe, largely because of what I've been seeing in California. I don't know if you've even got glimpses of the news or not, but it's absolutely devastating. It looks like a bomb went off and just leveled everything with the ground. I did see something yesterday that amazed me. Someone was standing inside of what used to be a home, and there was an arch. And as they took the picture right through the arch, the church was right there, and it was still standing. It was a white church with a steeple. I don't know how that happened. I know there were other churches that were destroyed. But right there stood that church in the midst of that fire. And God began to work in my heart as I thought about some things. And I'm going to try to share with you this morning as God shared with me. The fire had no power. We might ask ourselves this question, why did the fire have no power in the life of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, otherwise known as Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah? That was their given names, beloved, above their people. I believe this morning that as we go through these four things that God's put in my heart, that you can understand why the fire had no power. Number one, these boys, they had the right preparation in their life. They were prepared when it come this time in their life. If you go back to chapter number one, you'll see a little bit about what I'm talking about there. I'm not going to take the time to read all of the verses, but the Bible said here in chapter number one that they didn't want to defile themselves with the king's mead. And beloved, there was a little bit of a discussion back and forth, and finally there was an agreement to give them the pulse and the things that they wanted, the water to eat. And it turned out that the king saw that it was 10 times better, amen, the way that they had eaten and the way they had conducted themselves. There was a time of preparation. They didn't wait till the day, listen to me, they didn't wait till the day that the king made the decree, bow to this idol image or you're going in the furnace. No, before that, beloved, there was preparation in their life. The Word of God talks about a purpose that they purposed in their heart, amen. And I believe it's important. He said in verse 12, prove thy servants, I beseech thee, 10 days, and let them give us pulse to eat and water to drink. And the Bible said, then let our countenances be looked upon before thee, and the countenance of the children that eat of the portion of the king's meat that thou seest, deal with thy servants. And beloved, we see here that God is telling us that long before, beloved, they ever stood before King Nebuchadnezzar, long before the decree was ever passed, there was a preparation time in their life. I don't know about you this morning, but I don't know what kind of storm is going to come. Beloved, listen to me. In the United States of America, but I do know this, there's a storm brewing. I don't know if it's all financial. I don't know if it's mixture of financial and physical, the health issues that's going on, beloved, in the land. But I'm telling you, you better not wait till the storm comes to get prepared. You better make up your mind right now. Now, I'm afraid there's a lot of pastors that ain't made up their mind. And when they come through the door and say, you either stop preaching against sodomy or we're going to take your tax-exempt status. You either stop preaching against alcohol, stop preaching against adultery, stop preaching against the things of this world, or we'll take your tax-exempt status. And if that don't work, they'll be back. We'll take you to jail. I wonder how many Apostle Pauls there are in the United States of America who say, before I quit preaching this book, beloved, listen, just take me on to jail, amen, because God calls men to preach the Word of God like it is to people like they are, amen. That's what gets the job done, and we better prepare now for what's coming, amen. They didn't know about the furnace. They didn't know about the idol. They didn't know, but I tell you what they did know. They knew there was a God in heaven that they loved. They knew there was a God in heaven that's going to serve. They knew there's a God in heaven. They wasn't going to take one step back. They're going to stand. And having done all to stand, that's what we need in this generation. Some people that'll stand with a backbone like a saw log and not compromise the Word of God and not compromise, beloved, the truths of this precious old book. There was right preparation. As I make a little bit of a comparison, beloved, I don't know what you know about what's going on in California, but I'm going to tell you something right now. Listen to me. I'm not trying to be political right here. I'd say the same thing if it was a Republican governor and a Republican mayor. Are you listening to me? Beloved, when the reservoir ain't got no water in it, and when you divert the water, amen, from the people, trying to save some little old smelt or something. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, beloved, they were not prepared. prepared for the fire that was coming. Amen. I believe, beloved, when you cut the fire department budget, amen. Beloved, listen, you're cutting your own throat. Amen. And I believe there's a comparison here. These boys, the Bible said the fire had no power. It was because they were prepared. Amen. The primitive quartet, one of my favorite songs they ever sung was "The Only Fire I'll Ever Feel Is Burning in My Heart." Amen. Now I want you to know something. Listen, since all this has happened, I've actually thought about driving up in front of my house. My house is brick on the shell. If you've ever seen a brick house go up in flames, usually the brick stands there. And the basement, Brother Houston, the block will stand there. But everything on the inside is gutted. Amen. And I wondered, what would I do, Brother Gary, if I pulled up down there in front of my house? And you say, well, Pastor, would you still preach the fire has no power? Yeah, I'm going to tell you what that fire can't do. It can't take a peace out of my heart. Amen. It can't take the love out of my heart for my Savior. It can't take the family of God away from me. It can't take my wife away from me. Are you listening to me? I'm just telling you, beloved, if you lose everything and you still got the Lord, you've got it all. Amen. Praise God and the Lamb forever. You say preparation. You know, years ago, I had the privilege to work on my house, and I decided I wanted to put a metal roof on it. And they put, Brother John, they put that thin plywood on it years ago. And my roof looked like an ocean wave in between the rafters, you know what I mean? And so I went through there and I said, well, I think I know a way I can fix that. And I went through there and I put strips and salt-treated strips across the rafters. And that straightened it all up, Brother Chris. And in between where there was you could stick your fingers underneath that strip, I'd put a little thing in there and screw it together with the plywood, screw it down. In other words, I made it flat. Then I put a metal roof on it. There's the reason I'm saying all this. I decided that I didn't, my power lines came in overhead. And I don't know about you, but I learned this years ago when somebody's got a leak in a metal roof, it's usually because something's sticking through it. So I decided, Brother Preston, I was going to bury my power. I was going to bring the power underground. We had an old fuse box and it needed to be changed into a breaker box anyway, so I put the power underground. That's another way those people out there could prepare. Are you listening? Beloved, when them winds come, 60, 70, 80, 90 mile an hour, shaking them power poles back and forth, guess what you get? You get sparks. Are you listening to me? Amen. And you get sparks around people that's tree huggers and won't clean the forest floor up. Are you listening to me? You're liable to have a fire. Say amen. Somebody asked me if I was a tree hugger. I said, only when my tree stand slips. Amen. I'll tell you right then, I'm a tree hugger for sure. Amen. You get to climbing a tree and that tree stand slips out and under your feet, you'll hug it too. Say amen. You'll want to slide down to the ground, not fall. Amen. But I'm just telling you, the fire had no power because they were prepared. You know what's sad? Listen to me. I'm going to read to you a little bit in the Revelation about a fire that's coming. I'm not even talking about hellfire in the Revelation. I'm talking about a fire that's coming on this earth. I'm talking about a time, beloved, when one-third of the vegetation is going to be on fire. One-third of the trees. One-third, I didn't even catch this till I read it last night, the green grass. Honey, you get some sagebrush and it's good and dry. It's easy to burn it. It's not easy to burn green grass. Say amen. That's what it said. A third of the green grass is going to be on fire. And beloved, I'm going to tell you something right now. It's going to be a mess. You say, Pastor, how come you're not going to be there? Because I've been to Calvary. I've made some preparation. Judgment's coming. Say amen. My sins under the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Ain't got nothing to do with preaching. Ain't got nothing to do with praying. Ain't got nothing to do with reading the Bible. It ain't got nothing to do with trying to be a good husband or a good daddy. It's all because of Jesus and the grace of God. Amen. That I'm going to escape the judgment that's coming upon this world. It's coming. We need to prepare. Amen. Then I'm going to give you this. Not only did they have the right preparation, but Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had the right priorities. You say, Pastor, where did you get that? Well, the king in chapter number 3, he makes this decree. And he says, you're going to bow. They're going to dedicate the image. And you're going to bow or you're going to burn. I love that old song. I heard it years and years ago. They wouldn't bend. They wouldn't bow. And thank God they wouldn't burn. Amen. But listen, they had the right priorities. You say, Pastor, what do you mean they had the right priorities? Well, here's what I want you to understand. These three words. But if not. Our God's able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace. He will deliver us from you, O King. But if not, be it known unto thee, O King, that we will not bow. Are you listening to me this morning or this afternoon? I want you to know, beloved, I believe, listen, that when the fire comes, you better have your priorities right. Amen. Listen to me. I don't have anybody in mind when I'm saying this. If it hits you, just let it hit you right in the heart. Amen. There's people that they're concerned about their children's education. They're concerned about their children's job or their children's career. And they're concerned about a place for them to live and a car for them to drive. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Our number one concern, our number one priority ought to be to get them under the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ and get them saved by the grace of God. I'm telling you, these old boys had their priorities right. They said, listen, we're going to serve the capital K-I-N-G. We're not going to serve the little K-I-N-G. Their priorities were right. Amen. They were going to serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I believe with all of my heart, one of the things that's went on in California is their priorities are all out of whack. Amen. The Green New Deal. I want you to just think about something for just a minute. I wonder how many decades you'd have to drive an electric car. You can get mad at me if you want to. I want to know how many decades you'd have to drive that electric car to make up for what's went up in the air out there in smoke. And it's not just, beloved, smoke from the trees. That's a lot of it's poisonous gases. Amen. They're burning tires off of the cars. They're burning all that plastic out of the cars. They're burning all that stuff that's in the home. I'm just telling you, beloved, listen. This is how Jesus said, they strained a gnat and swallow a camel. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, their priorities are wrong. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had their priorities right. Amen. They won't deal with the forest because they love the trees, the entertainment industry. That's what that section of the world is about more than anything. It's about entertainment. Amen. Oh, Brother Billy Mitchell stood in this pulpit not too long ago, and he said this, you could throw a ball into hell and half the Baptists would dive in after it. I'm telling you, beloved, we need our priorities right. There ain't nothing wrong with playing ball. I'll play with you sometime or another, pitching a horseshoe, not while it's church time. Say amen. But I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I believe with all of my heart that many people in this world have got their priorities all mixed up. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they had their priorities right. The preparation was right, and their priorities were right. The fire had no power because of the right preparation. The fire had no power because of the right priorities. And I'm going to give you this, and you're going to love this. Listen to me. The fire had no power, Brother Brummett, because of the right personnel. Amen. Oh, boy, Brother Chris, amen. I don't know if you've ever listened to some of them dingbacks out there talk. Amen. Somebody said years ago, it's better to keep your mouth shut and let everybody think you're a fool than to open your mouth and remove all doubt. Amen. I'm telling you, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Brother Michael, they had the right personnel. You say, what kind of personnel did they have? Number one, they had Daniel. They was following the right man on earth. They was following a godly man, Brother Rick, on earth. They had that man in their life. Amen. They had that man for an example. They had that man they looked up to. And beloved, listen, every one of us need to teach our children, amen, that outfit in Hollywood ain't got no business being their heroes. You ought to pick out some godly mom, some godly dad. And beloved, that ought to be your hero. That ought to be the one you walk with. That ought to be the one you pray with. Oh, beloved, the right personnel. But it gets better than that. Old Daniel, he'd get mad at me right there if I quit right there. Old Daniel's a godly man. He said, you better tell him about the head personnel. He went in the furnace with him. His name's Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. They had the right personnel. Amen. I'm going to tell you something right now. You say, preacher, you believe that story? I believe with all my heart. Is there anybody home? I believe with all my heart. All of my heart. I believe it happened just like the Bible said it happened. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, this outfit is trying to explain away the miracles of the Word of God. I'm telling you, beloved, we better just believe the miracles of the Word of God. We better just believe the Word of God. Amen. It's the Word of God that's going to get us through. Amen. The right personnel. Jesus went right in there with them. You know, there's something that I thought about. I don't know if you've ever thought about this or not, but it didn't say he come out. You reckon he knew there'd be some more of us in the fire for us over with? Amen. Oh, my soul. It didn't say he come out, did it? He seemed four in the fire, but it didn't say that fourth man came out. Amen. No doubt even in that day. There were going to be more. The Bible talks about the fiery trials of the faith. Amen. I'm telling you, beloved, the fire had no power. They had the right preparation in their life. They had the right priorities in their life. And they had the right personnel in their life. I told my wife this the other day. Well, every once in a while, my phone will ring. Or I'll get a text message. Now listen to me. I'm talking about from somebody that I pastored years ago. And you know what? Years ago, they didn't have much for me. But now they need somebody to pray. You'll find that out. When people need somebody to pray, in their heart, they want somebody that can get a hold of God. They might want the facade. And they might want the fakes, amen, until the trouble comes, till the fire comes. But when the fire comes, people are looking for somebody that's real. They're looking for help. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something right now, beloved. Our Lord, beloved, He's still delivering from the fire. The fire had no power because they had the right preparation. They had the right priorities. They had the right personnel. I'm telling you, beloved, listen. Listen to me. Listen to me. It's not just California. I said it's not just California. But our government is full of incompetent people. Incompetent. What does that mean? That means they don't have a clue. Amen. And I'm telling you, beloved, you better hook up with somebody that knows this book, somebody that loves this God, the God of the Bible, the God, beloved, that saved us, the God that gave His only begotten Son on the cross of Calvary. Better hook up with them. Amen. Now watch this, and I'm finished this morning, this afternoon, right preparation, the right priorities, the right personnel. But I want to give you this. They had the right purpose. They were doing it all for the right reason. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Brother Gary, they didn't know God was going to put them in a book. They didn't know that preachers all down through the ages and that dads was going to be teaching their children and Sunday school teachers going to be teaching their kids in their Sunday school class. The children, church workers going to be teaching the children about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and about Daniel. They didn't know all that. That wasn't their purpose. You know what their purpose was? To glorify God. That was what their purpose was. The Bible said, do all that you do to the glory of God. All they wanted to do was glorify God. Let me show you something here. Chapter number 3. Let's go over here towards the end of the chapter. I read it to you a minute ago. In verse number 29. When God is glorified, He said, therefore I make a decree in verse 29 that every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against... I want you to notice something here. Brother Dale, this guy's got it right. Nebuchadnezzar's got it right. He didn't say anybody that speaks anything against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Read it. He said the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. There's a big difference right there. He wasn't making gods out of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He still ain't got that fourth man off his mind. that he saw walking around down there in that furnace. Amen. And I'm telling you, beloved, listen, the whole purpose of glorifying God is that somebody else will come to know Him. Somebody else, beloved, listen, will get right with God. Somebody else will escape the flames. Amen. Turn with me in your Bible to the book of Revelation. There was a purpose, beloved, that was eternal in their lives. I'm telling you, our world is full of people. Their only purpose is temporal. But in their lives, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, their purpose was eternal. The fire had no power. Look in verse 7 of chapter number 8 of the book of Revelation, please. I'm almost finished. The Bible said the first angel sounded, and there followed hail and fire mingled with blood. And they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the trees was burned up, and all the green grass was burned up. And the second angel sounded, as it were a great mountain burning with fire, was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood. And the third part of the creatures which were in the sea and had life died. And the third part of the ships were destroyed. I reckon when I think about that right there, there's a couple of things going on. There's whales belly up everywhere. And I don't reckon a ship was made to run in blood. Is anybody getting my point right there? The ships are destroyed. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven burning. You see all this fire and all this burning? But beloved, listen, for those that are washed in the blood, we sang about a while ago, the fire has no power. Amen. Watch this. And the third angel sounded, and there fell a great star from heaven burning as it were a lamp. And it fell upon the third part of the rivers and upon the fountain of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood. And many men died of the waters because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and a third part of the stars. So as the third part of them was darkened, and the day shone not for a third part of it, and the night likewise. And I beheld and heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth, by reason of the other voices of the trumpet and the three angels, which are yet to sound. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven and the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace. And the sun and the air were darkened by reason of the smoke of the pit. I'm going to tell you something, beloved. Let me just tell y'all this. I ain't smart enough to put these two passages of Scripture together. It was the Holy Ghost of God that put Daniel and the furnace and this passage of Scripture together, trying to help somebody to know there's a fire coming. And beloved, you can, my friend, get prepared. Get your priorities right. Have the right personnel in your life. Live with purpose. Amen. The Bible said, there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and unto them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And it was commanded them that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men which have not the seal of God in their foreheads. And to them it was given that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was as the torment of a scorpion when he striketh a man. Verse 6, and I'm going to close. And in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. I'm telling you this morning, this afternoon, there's a judgment coming. What we are seeing in California, what we saw in Western North Carolina and East Tennessee, I'm telling you, beloved, would pale in comparison to the judgment that's coming upon this earth. And beloved, I'm telling you today, the songs have all been about it, amen, that you can get prepared. The Bible said, prepare, prepare. Oh, there's people that want to prepare for retirement, but they don't prepare for the fire. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, beloved, listen, I believe with all of my heart, if salvation costs, let's just say it costs $500,000. If you could buy salvation for $500,000, moms and dads would start teaching their children as soon as they're old enough to get a little money. Save your money, honey. Save your money, honey. Save your money, honey. You got to get your ticket to heaven. But beloved, it can't be bought with money. It's already been bought with blood. And beloved, we can escape the fire. We can escape the wrath of God. We can escape the eternal vengeance the Word of God talks about, beloved, that goes even on beyond the tribulation, only because for the child of God, the fire has no power. Amen. The fire has no power. I don't know about you, but I thank God that somebody taught me that judgment was coming and that I needed to get prepared, because judgment is not going to wait on anybody. The Bible said, who was it? Was it you, Brother Jason, talking about the coming of the Lord? Said, I know when Jesus is coming, in such an hour as you think not. That's when he's coming. And beloved, this world is not thinking about the fire that I read to you about in the book of Revelation. But I'm telling you, we as God's people, we need to be concerned about our loved ones. If ever we're going to get a burden, honey, we better be getting a burden. We better be praying. We better be witnessing to them. We better be talking to them. We better be begging them. Paul said, I beseech you, I beg you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. The judgment's coming. The question is this, are you ready? I almost forgot about this, and I believe the Lord, he has everything in a plan. I saw this. It blessed me. A 17-year-old boy, in the midst of all of that, saved his house. Anybody see that? You know how he did it? His daddy had some forethought. His daddy made some preparation, Brother Rick, for a fire that might come. And his daddy had a generator and had a pump that you put in the pool. And he took the water out of that pool and that generator and that pump, a 17-year-old boy, Chance, and saved his house and everything else around it. It's fried. All boils down to one word. He was only one prepared. He made preparation. Amen. We can't escape the judgment of God with a generator and with a pump and a pool full of water. But going back to me and Brother Jason was talking a while ago, I can tell you this. Brother Jack, there is a fountain filled with blood drawn from Emmanuel's veins, and sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. That's how we can escape the judgment that's coming. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the privilege, Lord, to be here today. Lord, I'm so encouraged by the number of people that's come out. I'm so encouraged by your presence, Lord, in the service. And God, what I've preached is a very sobering thought. God, I pray, Lord, that you would speak to the hearts, our Father. Lord, folk know. They know whether they're prepared or not. God, I pray you'd speak to their hearts. I pray, God, the Spirit of God would do his office work and conviction in drawing our Lord. God, that you would help people. Lord, one day you're going to come and Lord, the saints of God will leave. Those that are left behind, Lord, on this earth are going to be facing the time of Jacob's trouble, the 7 years of great tribulation. God, I pray that people would get prepared, that in that day, Lord, we would be in your presence and the fire would have no power. Thank you, Lord, for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Thank you for Daniel. Thank you, God, for going in the furnace with them. Thank you for delivering them. And Lord, thank you for delivering us. Speak to hearts, we pray. Let's stand together this morning.